We're doing Sefer Maasiyot. One of the wise men of Israel said the following story, and it's interesting that a similar story shows up in the Yarkut Shimoni on Megillat Rut. There was once a man in the land of Israel who was a gardener, and he had a wife and children. He was very poor throughout his days. And one day, I arose, this wise man said, to go to Babylon, and I went there, and I stayed there for a long time, and I went to this man's house, as I was accustomed to do, and he was in his impoverished state. And I came back to the land of Israel. When I had left, he was impoverished. I stopped by his home on the way out of Israel. When I came back, I found him to be very wealthy, with a lot of amenities, pleasures, honors. And I asked him, how did you merit to all this wealth? And he told me, when you left me, I was a gardener. I used to pick vegetables and sell them. And with that I supported myself and my family. And then one day, I was working in the garden, and a beautiful man came to me and said to me, I want you to know that you will have in this world 7 years of wealth and honor. And now choose for yourself if you choose to have those 7 years now or when you're an old man. And I thought he was a warlock. I thought he was some kind of sorcerer. So we did it in Yalkut Shimoni. Now he's quoting. And I thought he was telling me this because he wanted me to give him something. So I told him, I have nothing to give you. Go in peace. The next morning, early on, he comes and he tells me the same thing. And I answer him the same thing. I say, I have nothing to offer you. If you're a fortune teller and you want me to give you money, I can't give you money. And he comes on the third day and again he tells me the same thing. And I said to him, why do you disturb me from my work? I'm working so hard. I have young children. I have nursing children and they're waiting for food. Do me a favor, leave me and don't sin upon me and them. Don't harm us. And he said to me, I already said to you 3 times, if you'll only listen to my advice, tell me what you choose so things will be good for you, and I'm not asking you for any wages. And when I heard that, I said to him, okay, do me a favor, let me ask my wife for advice and I'll do it. Tomorrow I'll tell you like you've asked. And he said, okay, I'll wait till the morning. And I came home that night and I told my wife everything that happened. And she told me, it's what's sooner is better than what's distant. I said to her, but it's more important than when we're old. When we can't work, we should have sustenance. And she said to me, my master, listen to me. Take my advice, it'll be good for you. And Hashem, He knows the plans. He's the one that controls things. Count on Him, He'll take care of things to work out when we get old, that you won't have to work and you won't be lacking anything. So the next morning, I came early to the garden patch and the man comes to me and he says to me, what have you decided? What do you want? And I tell him, what's sooner is better than what's distant. So he tells me, go home, leave your work, because Hashem made you a very wealthy man. So I started heading home, and I'm thinking, and I said to myself, how am I going home? I haven't made any money today. I don't know if he's telling me the truth or not. And as I'm coming home, my wife comes out towards me and says, come see the kindness that our Creator did to us. Come see the good He gave us. And I come home and I find a tremendous amount of money. And I bless Hashem for the kindness that He did for us. And my wife tells me, now you listen to me, listen to my advice and things will go well. And I told her, whatever you say, I'm going to do. Just like I listened to you initially, I'll listen to you now. And she says, go to the marketplace and hire for us an accountant, someone who could keep track of things. And he should write down all the tzedakah that we give the poor. So I went and purchased a servant, as she told me, a servant that knows how to keep accounting, and we put him responsible for the money. And my wife commanded him to give charity to the poor, each one the way he deserves. And if a person was accustomed to riding on a horse or to have servants running before him, we'd support him so that he could live on the level he was accustomed to. The way the halacha says that you give tzedakah to each person the way they expect it. And everything we gave, every penny we wrote down, that's what I and my wife did. And we weren't working, but every morning and every evening we'd go to shul and do mitzvot. And we enjoyed the 7 years. And at the end of the 7 years, robbers came and took everything we owned, and they didn't leave anything, even my wife's earrings they took. And I turned to my wife and I said, didn't I tell you, let's leave the wealth to the time that we're old? Now what am I going to do? People know that we're wealthy, and I'm an old man, I can't work like I used to work. And she told me, don't worry, don't worry. Take out all the papers in which we wrote down the charity that we did. And I took out the papers, and I calculated, and it came out that we gave a tremendous amount of tzedakah. And then that woman fasted for 3 days and prayed and said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Shlomo, your servant said that he who has compassion over the poor is giving a loan to Hashem, and Hashem will pay him back. And you, Hashem, you're trustworthy. Give us what we lent you. You said, in Shlomo Amar said in your name, that when you give charity to the poor, it's as though you're giving God a loan. Well, we gave all this charity, so now give us back our loan. And that night, I saw a man come to me in a dream. He came to the garden. I saw the man who had come to me to the garden, the person who had said all the good things to me. And he said to me, Hashem has accepted the prayer of your wife. Hashem will give you wealth and honor in this world so that you live a good life without pain. And the main wages, the keren, is still waiting for you in the world to come. Go dig in such and such a place and you'll find a tremendous amount of money. And I woke up and I told my wife the dream, and I went to the place and I dug and I found a tremendous amount of money. And as you see, I have a good parnasa, and we live this respectable life, and we continue performing mitzvot, and I have enough money till the day I die. And says this wise man from the land of Israel, I blessed Hashem who makes people poor, who makes people rich, and I thanked him for his kindness and his pleasant actions, which he paid back his friends, and paid back, Hashem pays back those that fear his name.
It's worth noting that how did he get all this good?
From his wife.